is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, it's Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18 telling you all you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. Well, to start with, yesterday was a bit of a range-bound session for the frontline indices, the Nifty and the Sensex, and that's primarily because perhaps it was weekly options expiry, and like we've seen in the past couple of weekly options expiries, the market ends relatively flat, giving an opportunity for option writers to go ahead and eat into the juice that is available in all of the premiums around. However, it was the mid-cap index which outperformed mildly, and the Nifty Bank, that was the key underperformer, falling almost 0.75%. The Nifty, well, it started at around 10,860, closed at around 10,850 in the interim, once touched the 10,920 mark, and also at the lower level saw support at closer to 10,810 odd. So that's telling you, of course, it has been a bit of a range, and lack of any big market moving cues post the auto sales numbers as well as the GDP numbers that we got. So this week has been relatively cueless from a domestic standpoint. Let's see how that pans out over the near future. And that's because there has been a lot of talk of the government looking at revising its divestment strategy. So we'll keep an eye out on all of those PSUs. As far as the F&O action is concerned, the FIIs, they sold around 955 crores in index futures, unwound a lot of the long positions that they had added in the previous trading session. But in cash market, the sell-off came down a little bit from upwards of 1,500 crores. The FIIs yesterday sold just around 561 crores. Global queues are positive. The SGX Nifty indicates a 40-point bump up. Let's see whether we sustain that or not. Because for the Nifty, the level on the upside to watch out for right now would be the 10,960 mark, which has the 20-day moving average too. In terms of stocks to watch out for, we have Sun Pharmaceutical. Remember, yesterday the company has informed, the exchanges are aware of SEBI-directed forensic audit, in a sense confirming the reports that were doing the rounds and also the reasons why the stock fell almost 8% over the last couple of trading sessions. So let's see whether the street takes note of this on the obverse side today or not. Indiabulls Housing Finance, that's another stock I'll be watching out for. We got a confirmation coming in from a Supreme Court lawyer that there has been a PIL filed in the Delhi High Court against the company alleging fund siphoning by the promoters as well as round-tripping in terms of money. So again, the last time this happened, we saw a lot of sell-off in the stock over the next couple of trading sessions, and that may perhaps play out today as well. We'll definitely await what the management, though, has to say on this. Alongside, we have a stock we'll keep on our radar, Prabhat Dairy. Remember, they've announced a voluntary delisting of shares in the company. Let's see how that story pans out as well, because remember, it was just January where they went ahead and sold 98% of their business to French group Lactalis, and this was done in a step-down subsidiary manner, not really the open offer way. So yes, maybe the stock may see some green today, but from a corporate governance standpoint, not particularly good news. We have Tech Mahindra as well. They've announced a large deal with AT&T, almost $1 billion worth. Credit Suisse has estimated that this business could be worth around $600 to $800 million over the next 5 to 6 years. With that, you have a good trading day. That's me, Mangalam Malu, signing off from CNBC's Market Buzz podcast in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.